一个礼拜在讲道以前，我们有弟兄或者姐妹在这里做见证。
For the past couple of weeks, we have testimonies or special hymns before the sermon.
过去都是用言语在这里做见证，口头的见证。
In the past, we have testimony by words of mouth.
那么今天我们要请一位弟兄用诗歌来做见证。
Today we are asking a brother to sing a song to bear his testimony.
虽然是诗歌，也是他自己的经历。
Although it is a hymn, but it is also his own experience.
我们请吴弟兄，在这里献一首诗歌。
We ask Brother Gao to sing.
感谢主，我们有一个金色黎明的盼望。
Praise the Lord, for we have a hope of that golden daybreak.
让我们真是借着耶稣基督有一个金色黎明的把握。
That we have confidence through Jesus Christ of this golden daybreak.
刚才陈康元弟兄带我们一同读诗篇73篇。
Just now, Brother Chan has led us in reading the Psalm 73.
我相信这一篇诗篇对许多的基督徒来讲觉得非常的宝贝。
I believe this psalm is very precious to many Christians.
因为其中的记载代表许多基督徒心里面的矛盾和不平。
Because it records the conflict and uneasiness in the heart of many Christians.
我们知道信耶稣是个人与神之间的事情。
We know that our faith is a personal relationship between ourselves and God.
对，七十三篇里面告诉我们说，我们是在神的面前洁净我的心。
Psalm 73 tells us we are of a pure heart through God.
所以当一个人来到上帝的面前，他跟神建立了一个正常的关系以后
，So after we come to God and have a normal relationship with Him.
有一天，他一旦放眼看那个时候的世界
，And then this person look around him.
看见那些还没有信神的人
and he sees those who have not believed.
他心里面产生一种很强烈的不满
and he has a very violent dissatisfaction.
他觉得这些不信神的人
he feels these non-believers,
他们随心所欲为非作歹
they can do all the wicked things according to their desire.
结果我们看见他们却飞黄腾达
and yet we see them prospering all the time.
作诗的人他觉得信神好像并没有带来什么看得见的好处。
And the psalmist seems to feel that believing in God has not brought any benefits.
跟这些还没有信主人比较起来，发现我们信了神反而带来许多的拘束。
Compared to the non-believers, it seems our faith has brought many restraints.
在道德上，在良心上，好像有许多的限制。
It seems our moral and conscience restrict us in many ways.
同样的一件事情。
In the same way,
一个没有神的人，他可以自由的去做。
In the same matter, a non-believer can do it freely.
好像我们基督徒要接受许多的限制。
And yet we are constrained in many ways.
我们可以举很多这类似的例子。
We can cite many examples.
最切身，也许在我们中间最切身的就是现在正是报税的时候。
A very practical matter is concerning our tax return.
在我们的报税的里面，我们稍微做一点手脚，也许可以少付一点。
Perhaps if we change our tax return in a certain way, we can minimize our tax.
是啊，我们做一点手脚，甚至可以少捞一笔。
Perhaps if we change our tax return somewhat, we can gain some return.
我们看一般人做这件事情是顺理成章的。
We see many people do this. It's very common for them to do this.
但又轮到我们基督徒的时候，我们就发现我们要绝对的诚实。
But for the Christians, we feel that we have the 100% honest.
如果我们稍微有一点作假，我们心里面马上十五个吊桶，七上八下就不舒服了。
If there is any irregularity in our tax return, we feel very uncomfortable.
也许我们可以再举个例子，我们看今天的婚姻的制度。
For example, we look at the institution of marriage.
我们看见今天家庭的关系。
We look at our family relationship.
与彼此的关系是越来越淡。
It seems the family, the institution of family is becoming diluted.
我们看见一般夫妻之间不正常的这个关系，越来越是家常便饭一样。
We see irregular relationship between husband and wife becoming more common.
但是我们这些信主的人
，But for those who believe in God,
我们里面有一个规范。
We have a constraint.
我们发现我们不能够轻举妄动。
We find that we cannot do things lightly.
想来想去，到最后就发现都是倒霉，因为信了神。
Finally, we find that we are in bad luck because we believe in God.
在税上不能做手脚。
We cannot do anything irregular in tax return.
夫妻的关系上面不能随便不忠实。
We cannot be unfaithful in the relationship of.
但是看看那些还没有信主的人。
And we look at those non-believers.
我们心里面有一种说不出来的不满。
We feel we are dissatisfied.
这种的不满慢慢慢慢发展变成什么呢
？This kind of dissatisfaction will lead to what?
变成一种极端的自怜的 病态心理。
It will lead us to severe self-pity.
我们看见这个作诗的人，他从第一节一直讲到十六节的时候，他心里面充满这种不平和不满。
We see that this psalmist, he describes this kind of dissatisfaction from verse 1 to verse 16.
但是从十七节开始，我们看见一个关键和转机。
But in verse 17, we see a turning point, a key point.
从十七节开始，我们看见这个人，他从现在他的眼光看到永恒。
From verse 17, we see that his eyes is turned from the transient to the eternal.
他从过程，他的眼光看到结局。
Instead of looking at the process, his eyes are set on the end.
他从地上，他看到了天上。
He's not looking at the world, but into the heaven.
永恒、结局、天上，这都跟一个事情有密切的关系。
The end, the eternity, and heaven.Has very intimate relationship with all the things that happen.
跟一个事实有关系。
It is related to one fact.
到底有没有神？
Is there actually a God?
如果有神，
Is there really a God?
如果有神的话，永恒才被肯定。
If there is God, then eternity can be confirmed.
如果有神，金色的黎明才有意义。
If there is a God, then there is true meaning in a golden daybreak.
如果有神，结局才有道理。
If there is a God, then the end would have reason to be there.
我觉得今天基督徒在有没有神的信仰上，必须要有个很清楚的根基。
I believe that we Christians should have a very good foundation in the existence of God.
你说有没有神，这是信仰的 ABC, 是信仰的初阶。
You tell me that.The existence of God is the ABC of Christianity.
对，今天有很多人在这个信仰的初阶没有打好一个基础。
But many people do not have a firm foundation in the ABC of our faith.
上个礼拜我们提到主耶稣基督的复活。
Last week we talked about the resurrection of Christ.
我想也许我们应该再推上去，要谈到到底有没有神。
I believe we should go one step further and say.Is there a God?
如果你是一个所谓的基督徒，而在信神的这件事情上面不清不楚、不明不白的时候
，If you are Christian and yet you are confused about the existence of God,
你写诗篇七十三篇，你只能够写到十六节。
Then if you were writing Psalm 73, you can only write until verse 16.
你没有办法再写下去。
You cannot continue onward.
因为你没有办法把你的眼光从过程看到结局。
Because you cannot set your eyes on the end rather than the process.
你不能从你的眼光从现在看到永恒。
You cannot set your eye on eternity rather on the transient.
你没有办法把你的眼光从地上看到天上。
You cannot gaze into heaven rather than in the earth.
我大学毕业以后，我非常的彷徨，不知道我何去何从。
After I graduated college, I was at a loss as to where I should go.
当我做了一年事情，我发现神呼召我要全时间走这个传福音的路。
After I worked for a year, I firmly felt that God was calling me to go and preach the gospel.
虽然传道人需要用口来传道。
Although the preacher preached by words of mouth.
我那个时候非常恐慌，因为我发现我没有任何的口才来表达我心里面的意思。
I was very nervous because I feel that I lacked the eloquence to describe my feelings.
但是当神呼召我，把我放在传道的这个门槛面前的时候，
But when God placed me at the door towards the gospel preaching,
我接受了这个挑战。
I accepted the challenge.
但是在这个传道的门槛里面，又有好几条小的门、小的路。
After I enter into the door, I find that there are several paths.
我不知道神要我在广播的工作。
I do not know whether I should go into broadcast.
是文字的工作。
Or into literature.
是学生的工作。
Or into Christian education.
还是教会的工作。
Or into church work.
还是那个时候在台湾非常流行的问题少年的工作。
Or perhaps I should go in a very, very popular area of juvenile delinquency.
在那个时候，我所提到的这些事情，我都多少有一点工作上的接触。
At that time, I had contact with every phase of the work that I described.
有一段时间，我在台湾有跟许许多多的这些所谓菜宝做朋友。
For one period of time, I befriended many of these so-called gangs, youth gangs.
当我跟他们做朋友的时候，慢慢产生彼此的信任。
When I became friends with them, we began to develop mutual trust.
我就跟他们谈。
So I had a conversation with them.
我说你们现在玩得很开心。
I said, you guys are having a lot of fun.
你们今天过得很过瘾。
Today you lead a very happy life.
但是你能不能够想远一点？
But I said, can you think of the long term?
五年十年以后，请问你靠谁？
5 and 10 years ago, who will you depend on?
五年十年以后，请问你是不是能够继续的在那种情况的里面混下去？
5 or 10 years later, can you still exist in the present situation?
我发现我失败，失败得很厉害。
I felt that I had tremendous failure at that time.
因为他们的眼睛不能从现在挪到稍微遥远一点 的将来。
Because I cannot shift their eyes from the present to the future.
后来我发现，当我把有没有神的道理给他们带来挑战的时候，
Later on, when I found that when I brought the challenge of the existence of God to them,
我发现他们就开始产生一种责任的感觉。
I feel that they begin to develop a sense of responsibility.
所以到底有没有神，对每一个人在信仰上是一个非常重要的一个入门。
Therefore, the existence of God is a very important entrance doorway to our faith.
因为今天的基督徒在这件事情上面没有根基。
Because many Christians do not have foundation in this question.
换句话说，今天世界上就不能从基督徒的身上或者基督徒的表现上看见神存在的见证。
In other words, the people of the world cannot see from us the existence of God.
所以这个作诗的人他进到神的圣所里面。
Therefore, the psalmist entered into the sanctuary.
他到了一个地步，他讲出25节非常深感慨的话。
And then he said something that deeply moved him in verse 25.
他说，除神你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除了神你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕。
It says, whom have I in the heavens, and there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee.
讲到这里，我希望在座每一个以为自己已经做基督徒的人，
I hope that all the Christians that are here today,
我希望你好好的重新思想神存在的这个重要的真理。
I hope that you will again meditate upon the very important truth concerning the existence of God.
我不希望我们对这一方面的道理的信仰只是人云亦云或者道听途说而已。
I hope that you do not have this faith because only of hearsay.
要不然你永远不可能有17节的突破。
Otherwise, you will never have the breakthrough as described in verse 17.
旧约有一个先知。
In the Old Testament, there was a prophet.
他不只是在他身上活出神存在的见证，
He not only lived out the testimony concerning the existence of God.
他那个见证对同时代的人是一个极大的挑战。
His witness was a great challenge to his contemporaries.
他的名字叫阿摩斯。
And his name is Amos.
阿摩斯呢，他是一个乡下人。
Amos is a country person.
他是一个乡下的先知。
He is a country prophet.
他是一个修理桑树的农夫。
He is a farmer that farms.
那么他也是一个牧养羊群的一个牧羊人。
And he was a shepherd that tended to cattle and sheep.
他自己做见证说他不是科班出身的。他不是正式训练出来的。
And he said he has not been educated or trained.
他没有正式进过先知的学校。
And he has never been educated in the school of prophets.
用现在的话说，这个人呢，没有读神学院。
In the present day words, we said he never entered into seminary.
他就是这个半路出家的一个先知。
And he became a prophet.
Untrained.
He is an untrained prophet.
在阿摩斯书里面，我们看见这个先知接受神的这个呼召。从南国犹大他的本国到北国以色列去做先知。
We see Amos was called from the southern country of Judah to the northern country of Israel to become a prophet.
虽然他没有受过正式的训练，
although he did not have formal training.
但是你去读阿摩斯书的时候，
but if you read the book of Amos,
你有一个很明显的一个印象，
you will have a clear impression.
这个人很少讲他自己的话。
This Amos seldom say something or some words of his own.
我一口气把这个阿摩斯书一直看到第九章。
I read the whole book of Amos to chapter 9.
我把所有的节加起来，一共146节。
It's altogether 146 verses.
在这个146节里面呢，讲到耶和华说，主耶和华万军之神说，或者万军之耶和华说，等等等，有50次以上。
is over 50 times, and it says, Jehovah a host that sits.
我们今天没有时间看全本的阿摩斯书，我们只看第四章。
Today we cannot read through the whole book, but we will read chapter portions of chapter 4.
那个时候阿摩斯好像有这一个诗篇七十三篇作者的感觉。
At that time, Amos had the same feeling that the psalmist who wrote 73rd Psalm had.
他看见以色列国的现象。
He saw what was happening in the kingdom of Israel.
你看第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 2.
我们看见一个很强烈的贫富不均的现象。
We see a strong feeling that there was big disparity between the rich and the poor in the country.
我们看见富人当道是穷人遭殃。
We see the rich get richer because the poor get poorer.
从第四节到第五节，我们看见第二个宗教的情形的描写。
And in verse 4 to 5, we see a description of the religion at that time.
那个时候的宗教生活非常的虚假。
At that time, religion was filled with hypocrisy.
不过是一些点缀，没有一些宗教的实质。
It seems the religion was just a decoration rather than a substance.
从第六节到第十一节就更厉害。
In verse 6 to verse 11, the situation is even more serious.
整个以色列人他们目中无神。
The whole tribe of Israel did not believe in God.
神一而再再而三地在他们中间做工。
Although God worked repeatedly among them.
神一而再再而三在他们中间说话。
Although God spoke repeatedly to them.
五次说到他们人不归向神。
And five times it says, you do not want to come towards God.
到了十二节就是今天我们所讲的主要的这个题目。
And verse 12 contains the title of today's message.
他在这里说，以色列啊，我必向你如此行。以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。
It says here, therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel.
你当预备迎接你的神。
Prepare to meet thy God.
我觉得这句话对我们每一个人来讲是一个不可避免的一个问题。
I believe this is an avoidable question for every one of us.
请注意在这里他说你要预备迎接你的神。
It says prepare to meet your God.
你的神有两层的意思。
I believe there are two depths of meaning in this.
我觉得他在这里不是说你当预备迎接神，他说预备迎接你的神。
It does not say prepare to meet the God, but rather to prepare to meet your God.
因为每一个人都有他自己的神。
Because every one of us has our God.
我曾经在这里说过。
I have said this once before.
我不相信这个世上有绝对的无神论者。
I do not believe there is a real atheist in this world.
有人虽然没有拜真神，但是他还有一些作为他敬拜的对象。
Although they do not worship the true God, but they are some substance that they worship as God.
对我来讲，神的定义是什么呢？
What is the definition of God?
是一股的力量。
To me, it is a force.
能够左右我们的方向。
And this force can direct our path.
能够决定我们的前途。
It can determine our future.
你把这股力量
and this force
成为你追求的一个目标的时候
becomes a goal of our pursuit.
那你就是把这件事情变成神。
And this force becomes our God.
有一个爸爸
There was once a father
去看一个电影
Nico went to see a movie
叫做 Star Wars
It was called Star Wars
人家问他说哇你怎么来看这个电影
And they said why are you seeing this movie
我看第四次他说
He said I'm seeing it for the fourth time
我烦都烦死了我儿子一直要看所以一直去看
And the father said, it's a real bother because my son wants to see it repeatedly.
在那个电影里面有一句所谓祝福的话。
And there is a phrase of blessing in that movie.
不是愿神与你同在。
It does not say, may God be with you.
说愿这个能力与你同在。
It says, may the force be with you.
一定看过。这一股的能力在不同的人的身上就变成不同的神的含义
And this force to different people have different meaning
有的人把金钱等于那一个追求梦寐以求的力那个 force 那个力量
And some people treat money as the boss.
所以金钱是他的神。
Therefore money is their God.
有人把他的权势作为一个追求的目标，所以权势变成他的神。
And to others, power has become their God.
有人把学问变成他的神。
Other people, knowledge has become their God.
有人把无神论当成他的神。
And some people have treat atheism as their object of worship.
他说我不信神。
He said, I do not believe in
God. 但是不信神的这件事情的本身
But this theory of atheism
左右他的方向
have directed his path
决定他的前途
have determined his future
从这个角度来看无神论变成他的神
And from this angle, atheism has become a God.
阿摩斯在这里说
Amos says here
你当预备迎接你的神
Prepare to meet your God.
有一天这个金钱我所拜的这个神要被我遇见
One day we're going to meet the substance of money.
有一天这个学问这个神要被我迎接。
One day we're going to meet truly knowledge.
有一天无神论的这个神要被我迎接。
One day we're going to meet the substance of atheism.
请问你迎接这一个你的神的时候是一个什么样的结局
Let me ask you what would happen when you meet your God.
今天早上我们在从家里来这里的路上。
Today when we were coming from our home to the church.
我跟我的内兄谈起一件事情。
I was talking to my brother-in-law.
跟这个诗篇73篇有关系。
Yes, it's related to Psalm 73.
我就说我们常常觉得很可怜，有一些，好像我们举例吧，和尚尼姑。
We feel that some people are really pitiful, for example, the monks and the nuns.
他们为了他们宗教的理想和信仰。
Because of their religious ideals.
他们放弃一切的物质的享受
They have given up all the material goods.
他们发现酒色财气四大皆空
They find there's vanity in all the pleasures of life.
所以他们把自己的生命投入在这样的一个信仰里面
And they have cast their life into their faith.
一辈子过去
And they will spend their life that way.
有一天他们要预备迎接他的神
One day they will be ready to meet their God
当然我在这里说神不是真正从佛教宗教的角度来讲
But I'm not talking about God in the religious sense
你如果对佛教有一点点研究你会发现佛教是根本是一个无神论的一个宗教 一个哲学
If you really do research into Buddhism you'll find that it is a religion aboutNot other God.
因为佛教没有讲神
Because Buddhism does not talk about God.
这个我不敢在这里班门弄斧
I would not discuss in detail because I'm not familiar with it.
等我们有机会请张玉生教授的时候再请他发挥这个题目
We'll ask Dr. Li Sun Chang to speak on this topic.
今天早上我在跟我内兄谈的时候就是说如果有一天这个和尚这个尼姑他发现他一辈子所努力的好像肥皂泡一样，好像是一个幻影而已的时候，请问他的心是如何
？And I was saying to my brother-in-law, I said, if one day these Buddhist monks find that they have worked in vain, sacrificed in vain, what would be their feeling?
你说李牧师，你讲这些佛教不公平。
You said, Reverend Lee, you are not fair in criticizing the Buddhist people like this.
我们来讲基督徒。
Now let's talk about Christians.
我们来讲这个传道人
Let's talk about preacher.
这个人传道已经15年了
This person has preached for 15 years.
如果他传道一个地步他迎接他的神的时候他发现是个幻影
And if one day he meets the preacher meets his God and find that it was only a figment of his imagination
如果等到有一天我离开世界的时候我发现我这一辈子不过是自欺欺人
If one day he finds that actually his whole life has beenHave been led in self-deceit.
我相信弟兄姊妹慢慢能够了解我整个前面所讲的是什么意思。
I believe gradually you understand what I've been talking about this morning.
如果有没有神对你来讲没有那么有力那么亲切。
If you do not have a clear understanding about the existence of God.
对不起如果没有那样有把握。
If you do not really have confidence in it.
我希望今天早上你能够好好的思想一下。
I hope today you will...Really think about it.
阿摩斯说你当预备迎接你的神
Amos said be prepared to meet your God
你有一天你预备迎接的到底是怎么样的一位
who will you be prepared to meet that day?
第二个意思。
The second meaning.
阿摩斯当然他这里说到的神是指说他所介绍所传扬所相信所跟随的这位神。
I believe the God he was talking about was the God that he believed in, that he preached about.
在十一节我们看见这个神是个救赎的神。
In verse 11 we see that this God is the God of salvation.
因为他让我们从火中好像被抽出了柴火一样。
Because it seems that we are sticks that are plucked out from burning wood.
十三节这个神是一个创造的神。
And in verse 13, you see that God is the God of creation.
所以阿摩斯在这里给我们一个介绍。
Therefore, Amos is giving us an introduction.
我们的神是一个创造有大能的神。
Our God is the God who is almighty, who is...